I'm going to begin by asking a question. If rental car companies only rent to people that are 26 years old or older, why are we giving licenses out to 15 and a half year olds and 16 year olds? They're children. There are children driving on the street. Now, of course, I think I can speak for everybody here. When we started driving, it was different. We were mature. We weren't stupid. We were perfectly capable of driving. We were not children. Or so I thought. When I first started driving, I was 15 years old. Because I come from divorced parents, one of the benefits of coming from divorced parents, there's one of the benefits, is there's a lot of bad things, but one of the benefits is there's, you get two of everything. Two Christmases, two birthdays, two driving instructors. My mom first started teaching me how to drive when I was 15, before I had a learner's permit, but it was okay. We were driving in an empty parking lot. She had a Datsun 1600. It was Datsun's first foray into sports cars. It looked like something that another car just kind of pooped out, you know? It's like there's a Datsun 1600. It was just kind of a dull yellow color, stick shift. I learned how to drive with a manual transmission to start off with. I'm glad nobody can do that anymore, apparently, or none of the 15 and a half and 16 year olds, they don't even know what it is anymore. And it was fun. It was just fun. We'd just go zooming. She'd let me go zooming up the parking lot and then zooming back, and I just had a great time. And then when I turned 15 and a half, that's when I got my learner's permit. And that's when my dad started giving me lessons. He was a former LAPD cop, and so instead of fun lessons, our lessons were disciplined, stressful. I was always sweating, and we were driving in our 1967 VW Bug, another manual transmission, and it was just like throwing a baby into the swimming pool. He'd find a hill and with a stop sign and say, okay, get it, put the brake on, and of course, whenever you're doing that, you're just deathly afraid of hitting the car behind you and hitting up. Somehow it worked out. I love driving with my mom. The French side of the family came out when driving with her. Very laissez-faire, very fun. The German side came out when I drove with my dad, just stressful and disciplined and so on and so forth. But I learned how to drive pretty good. And at the same time, I was having the driver's education and driver's training classes in high school. And the classes were just exercises in how to scare the shit out of the kids as much as possible by showing films like Mechanized Death and showing just horrific car accident pictures. But so much of it was just so hokey, you know, we didn't really take it very seriously. We just weren't impressed. But we were stupid too, so that was part of the reason why we weren't impressed. At the same time, we were ahead of our time at that time. We were using driving like simulators, car simulators. They have a desk set up, and then a screen in front of it, and then a steering wheel, and then a gas pedal and a brake pedal, and you would watch a video or a movie back then of different options. You'd be driving down the road and just different obstacles would come popping out, a mother and her baby, or somebody running a stop sign or running a light or something like that, and you were supposed to respond. But this is, you know, it was back in the 70s, so technology wasn't what it is now. I mean, these days, if it was that kind of simulator, I mean, every little nuance move you'd make, the video would respond accordingly. Well, back then, you could spin the wheel about five times before it made even just the slightest little turn to avoid the mother and her baby. And so nobody got really good scores on the driving simulators. And then we went out driving with our instructor during high school in I don't know what it was, a Chevy Impala or a Chevy Nova or something like that, a death trap, I'm sure it was. And there'd be four students and then the driving instructor, and thank God for that right-hand side brake pedal because we found ourselves about 1,000 feet up on a cliff in Decker, overlooking Decker Canyon, and one of the students just about put us over. And all the other students were in the back seat just shrieking, just screaming for bloody murder. The driving instructor very just calmly just put his foot on the right-hand side brake pedal and avoided certain death. So after all that, driving with my mom, my dad, and driver's training, driver's classes, I felt pretty confident about my driving skills and until one day. I was 15 and a half still, had my learner's permit, and it was a summer day, and we were going to visit my dad's cousin and his family in the Chino Hills. We lived in Thousand Oaks, so Chino's about maybe 2 hours away, something like that, hour and a half away. Going through downtown LA, and then heading east after you go a little bit further south from downtown LA. And we just loved going to, I loved my second cousins. We just had a great time. We were all the same age. Chino Hills at that time was just blank hills, just with dirt roads, and you just climb all over the place. And we just loved it. And so it's just a typical visit for us. Barbecue on the patio, that, you know, the whole suburbia thing. The grown-ups, us kids were out just getting dirty. The grown-ups were doing their thing, just having cocktails and beer and laughing and telling jokes and stuff like that. The day was just going on. Everybody was having a great time. Started getting dark, and it came time for us to go home. And it was that time that it was the first time that I learned my new role in our family. From then on, I became the designated driver at 15 and a half. My dad said, "You're driving home." And I didn't want to do it. Obviously, I didn't want to do it. All of a sudden, I felt like a child. And he handed me the keys. He said, "Oh, you'll do fine. You'll do fine." He was just a little tipsy. And so my two sisters and my stepmom got in the back seat. My dad was in the front seat. And I started driving home. Now, I had never driven in LA traffic before, especially at night. And so I started, we got through Chino Hills, okay, and everything. Started getting into LA traffic, my dad fell asleep. He'd wake up just in time to tell me which direction to go, which freeway to take. Everybody in the back seat was sound asleep. I was in the driver's seat, petrified. Scared out of my wits. All I saw was red lights in front of me, bright headlights coming toward me, and every once in a while my dad would wake up and say, "You're doing fine, you're doing fine, keep it going, you're doing fine." And then he'd wake up and say, "Take a right here," and then fall back asleep again. And I have never been so scared, and I don't think ever in my life. I mean, I've been through a lot of scary situations. That has to be the scariest situation in my life. We made it home somehow or other. My face, my hair, I'm sure, was standing straight up on end. My eyes were bulging out of my eyeballs. And ever since that time, yeah, I became the designated driver. And since that time, I think about my driving now and I don't think it's fun anymore. It's just not the laissez-faire that I enjoyed when I was a little kid. When I drive now, I'm more like when I was 15 and a half years old driving through downtown LA traffic. My girls tell me I just drive like a granny. I'm like the granny driver of the family. And so anyway, I don't go in the fast lane anymore. So that's my story. Thank you.